that took it from me. Ring me, ring me, ring me, the president. Find out where my baby went. Ring me, ring me, ring me, the FBI. And find out if my baby's alive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. She went away for the holidays. Said she's going to LA. But she never got back.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I am your host, Absolute Deicide. This is the unofficial podcast of GruntFreePress.com, and this happens to be episode 64, so we're in the 3D behind the shoulder. Use the yellow shitty C buttons to look around. Lakitu will change the camera for you. Yeah, gruntfreepress.com is the website. I think I already said that. I don't know. I'm kind of going to rush through this, kind of, because I got a hard out. I got a hard on, hard out. Yeah, I'm going to probably try to cut this right at like an hour, just because I have to go to work tonight, which I usually don't. Usually have the night off, but yeah, special circumstances. So, just in case, I'll throw this out there too. Pretty much this entire week, pretty much all I've done is play fucking Forza Horizon 3 and a little Tomb Raider and maybe a little something at the end. But, yeah, so it's mostly going to be about, Forza Horizon 3. So, if you don't care about that, maybe don't, it's always a good idea to right at the top. Top of the podcast after I fucking stumble over my words and shit. And, yeah, just say, yeah, if you don't care about that, maybe don't listen. Maybe go fuck yourself. How does that sound? Usually, again, I just get a fucking after, I wrap every fucking podcast. Usually the whole crew, we just all go out and have a nice lunch and, a little bit of wine. Sometimes it goes a little bit late and, people get a little bit tipsy and it gets a little bit crazy and fucking, my, audio engineer, Amanda, I mean, she fucking has one too many. I mean, she gets crazy. Like, she'll get up on the table and fucking, do a little dance and go, woo. And then she'll fucking, only for a couple seconds that she kind of gets, she either gets embarrassed or her girlfriend, Susan, she'll come up and, she'll go up to Amanda and just go, now. And, then she'll kind of go in the corner. Both of them will go in the corner and kind of talk to each other and, they'll get real quiet, but because they were embarrassed. Anyway, I can't do that because I got to cut it off at an hour. So, let's just get right into it. I mean, no fucking rants, none of my usual fucking well scripted, well crafted bits with sound effects and that shit. Just get going right off the bat. So just jump right into Forza Horizon 3. So Forza Horizon 3, pretty much not too different from Forza Horizon 2. I mean, you fucking get into the cars, and the cars go vroom, and you race them, and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and that's Forza Horizon 3. All right, good night. I've been Absolute Deicide for gruntfreepress.com. Email is podcast@gruntfreepress.com, and have a pleasant evening.
One day my blood will start to blood flow. Persistence flirts in my will to know. Consumed by my appetite for ripped off flesh. 99 stab wounds, welcome to your death.
Maybe that was a little bit short, I guess. But yeah, you're going to Forza Horizon 3. I played a shit ton of it. I think I played like 40 hours or something. It's a good game. Like I said, it's fucking, if you like Forza Horizon 2, I mean, I don't know why the fuck you'd like 1, but you're probably going to like 3. And just, you know, going through again, I get that fucking early access shit, so I've been playing it since last Friday or whatever. So I mean, put a good bit of time into it, and I fucking did all the fucking, I've raced every track that's there. I fucking race pretty much. I mean, fucking, you get it's an open world fucking racing game. They give you like little icons you drive up to, which are pretty much just tracks, and you race them once for like an exhibition match, and then you can do like a championship, and that'll just be multiple ones like string together across, and that's what they call it, a fucking championship. And you fucking, each one you earn points and blah blah blah. Think about the game too, if you're playing it, whatever, just single player, like it doesn't fucking matter, like if you win, if it doesn't matter what place you fucking get into. I mean, the motorsport, like for as a motorsport, what they've been doing is fucking, they do like tiers. Like you go into fucking, I think it's like first to third is, if you're getting third place to fucking first place, doesn't matter. Like if you fucking, you're in the gold tier, I mean, that's it. I mean, you fucking, doesn't matter again, fucking 1, 2, or 3, what place you finish in, that's fucking just your, that's your tier, gold. And then like whatever below that, like 4 to 8, I think, is like silver. And then below that is fucking bronze or whatever. So that's how you can fucking like go through and replay them and fucking like, I gotta fucking, restart the race if I can, don't come in third or whatever. This is just so, it's such a fucking casual, fucking filthy casual fucking racing game that, yeah, it doesn't matter at all. You just fucking get to the end of the fucking race. Doesn't matter what fucking place you're in. That's it. Whatever. So fucking, yeah, so you get like the circuits and then fucking that's it. I mean, so I've raced every fucking race I've done. I think I've hit every like stunt thing, like fucking speed trap, every, drift zone, all that shit. I'm pretty sure I did. And then fucking the, whatever jumps, all that I've done, and pretty much done with the game. I just have to say, some of the championships I got to go through is just fucking like whatever. I mean, some of those are take forever, and yeah. But anyway, so fucking get into the game itself. So yeah, I mean, maybe it's like a small step up from Forza Horizon 2. As far as like a variety, maybe. Maybe it feels a little bit better. Maybe it's, you know, a little bit more. I don't really remember. I mean, I fucking played a lot of Forza 2, but mostly I remember for that as the fucking the DLC that came out like a few months after the game came out. The fucking Storm Island, which is pretty much like rally racing, but like fucking extreme, like crazy, like fucking just downpour in the fucking middle of the night. You can't see 2 feet in front of you, and you're doing these fucking like crazy fucking jumps and shit. And that's like the almost the entirety of that fucking DLC. So I was hoping when they were talking about Horizon 3, I was like, fucking, oh, it's in Australia. Like, it's gonna be a more of that, you know what I mean? Or fucking like a full fucking game of that, of just all fucking, maybe not all, but I mean like fucking like a like an emphasis on just like you know, fucking in the fucking outback, like crazy fucking off-road racing. But I mean, it's just pretty much the same shit as Horizon 2, which is, you know, a mix of fucking, you know, you get the city you're driving in, and that's normal fucking whatever, just circuit races on fucking concrete, and then you get some of those rally races, and you know, it's almost sectioned off than like, you know, like more so like suburban shit and like jungle and like whatever. There's a good variety. Yeah, I'll talk about what happened when I fucking first put the game in, because I said I get that the Ultimate Edition so I could play it early on fucking Friday, and it's one of those, you know, play anywhere fucking titles. You can play, and you know, if you buy it once, you get it for Xbox and PC. And you know, we're kind of trying to shift over to the fucking PC world and leave you console peasants behind. But you know, and as I was installing it on fucking the PC, is, you know, it said like fucking, oh, you don't have enough fucking VRAM in your card, whatever the fuck, video random access memory, I believe. That's what it is. It was pretty much like, oh, your graphics card's not good enough. But I said the same shit for fucking ReCore, and fucking I ran ReCore fine on like fucking Ultra if I fucked around with it a little bit. So I'm like, yeah, I should be fine. And plus, I played the Forza 6 fucking Apex fine at like fucking 60 frames a second, like solid. It fucking kept like popping up saying, oh, video memory low or some shit. That shit would pop up, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, fucking fuck it, you know what I mean? It ran fucking fine again and looked fucking better than fucking on Xbox One or whatever. So I'm like, yeah, I should be fine for this. I was looking forward to it too. Again, I fucking really like the fucking Forza games. You know, I'm like, oh, I get it on fucking Friday, which is fucking middle of my work fucking week, you know. I couldn't wait that fucking, you know, going into work on fucking Thursday night. I'm fucking made sure. I'm like, all right, I'm fucking usually going to fucking work, I'm like dead tired and fucking have like 2 hours of sleep. Don't really give a shit, but yeah, you know, made sure I get plenty of fucking sleep the night before so I could stay up late on Friday, you know, so fucking play. I'm like, oh, I'll fucking play it fucking as soon as I get out, fucking rush up and fucking stop playing it, get all the time I can in, take advantage of my little Ultimate Edition there. But yeah, I was thinking about it fucking, you know, I'm working, thinking about it all day, fucking, you know, at my shitty job, fucking, I want to be fucking bombing around fucking Australia, that'll be fucking great. You know, then I get it, you know, get home, I've fucking preloaded on my PC, so I can just, you know, boot it up, fucking go, and fucking start it, and it just runs like shit on the fucking PC. Like, you know, again, I can deal with some fucking frame rate garbage, and, you know, if fucking, I'm not one of those people like, oh, it fucking dropped from, like, whatever, you know, 65 to fucking 45 frames and fucking blah, blah, blah. And oh, you see that? Oh, it's fucking, I can't deal with it. And it's like, a lot of the times I'm like, yeah, whatever. It doesn't really bother me. But, Yeah, and I'm like, fuck, this is running like shit. So I'm like, all right, fucking lower the settings, and fucking, you know, lowered it down to pretty much like fucking the lowest of the fucking low it could go. And, you know, it was fucking like, now it's, this just looks like fucking garbage and fucking still just fucking unplayable, like fucking just like hitching up, fucking freezing, fucking like, I'm like, I can't fucking deal with it. Again, I don't entirely get it because it's a fucking Xbox game. You know what I mean? Xbox One game, and my PC is fucking much more fucking powerful than an Xbox One. And again, fucking, you know, as before this, you know, the only reason is I played fucking Forza 6, Apex or whatever, the free like gimped version of fucking Forza on the PC. You know, I was running that. I'm like, that should be a good benchmark for fucking future fucking games, and that ran fucking fine. Again, Rare Recore fucking ran fine on fucking Ultra, no less, and you know what I mean. But you know, Forza Horizon 3 just too much, I guess. I mean, that just kind of pissed me off. I mean, I guess I can't be too pissed off. It says right on the fucking like store page, like, oh, you know, you don't fucking meet the fucking requirements. You know what I mean? But again, it's the fucking port of a fucking Xbox One game. There's no real reason, I guess, why it wouldn't be able to run on fucking my PC. But again, it's not a fucking, my PC's not a fucking monster, you know what I mean? I have a fucking 760 in there. But and I can see just oh, you know, why would we support that fucking old card or whatever, you know what I mean? Or even though, again, better than a fucking Xbox One, but they just, again, they're trying to launch their whole fucking system, you know what I mean? Maybe they're just trying to get it to the point where they're like, all right, well, we're launching this new fucking Play Anywhere and fucking just like, all right, well, this is the minimum we're going to set. I mean, I can kind of understand that for whatever, Xbox games on PC, like fucking like, oh yeah, your PC might be better, but fucking no, this is going to be like our lowest bar for fucking, you know, these fucking games are going to be whatever, a fucking 980 or whatever the fuck, 970, 980, like fucking, this is the minimum that you have to have, just so fucking people don't get the idea, you know. Later on, I'm sure, like, I'm getting fucking Gears Friday too. I'm just like, yeah, it's probably going to run like garbage too. So I fucking, yeah, so anyway, so fucking, whatever, bad fucking console port, I'd say. I mean, fucking, I've heard people love fucking newer fucking better cards. Like, oh, it looks great running 4K, and I have, you know, two fucking 1080s fucking running, you know what I mean? Two fucking $600 cards. It runs fucking great. Wow, it looks amazing. And 4K and fucking whatever, 120 frames a second or whatever the fuck. But, yeah, for us, you know, middle class fucking, or, you know, lower middle class scrubs, yeah, but it's a bad port, you're not gonna probably be able to run it, and, or it runs, I've heard people too, with fucking other people who are like, oh yeah, mine should be fine, even if they met the fucking minimum, they're like, yeah, it kinda runs like crap, so, I don't know, take your pick, throw money at it, or fucking whatever, but anyway, no, you know, it was just like, yeah, whatever, it's not, but at least it's fucking Play Anywhere, it's not like I fucking bought it twice, no big deal. You know, just play on the Xbox, that's fine, whatever, so go to fucking set it up on the Xbox, and fuck, because I didn't preload it on the fucking Xbox, and it's like a 50 gig fucking game, and I was just like, you know, I'm so used to, like, again, just playing on PC, like a 50 gig game, if, you know, if it's on fucking like Steam or something, I'm like, yeah, that'd take like fucking 15, 20 minutes, I just fucking bingo bango, fucking game in the gas tank type of deal. And so start fucking download on fucking Xbox, and holy shit, just fucking goddamn slow ass fucking Xbox downloads. I just forgot how fucking terrible they were. I know I fucking complained about it before, but I've been fucking using the Xbox. I hadn't really thought about it, and it took me pretty much the entire day. I mean, fucking, you know what I mean? I fucking paid to play it early, and I'm just like, fuck, I gotta fucking sit here, and this is gonna take, took pretty much the entire fucking day. Like, fucking, 4.5, fucking 5 hours of just fucking downloading the shit, and it was fucking ridiculous. I mean, it's just fucking like, ah, I'd fucking, whatever, I gotta go on, I'm fucking like rolling butts and fucking, you know, watching a movie in the fucking background and shit, and yeah, it's ridiculous, absolutely. It's just, I don't understand how that's so fucking slow, like, it's awful. But you know, I got it downloaded. I'm fucking like tired and shit. I'm like, fuck, now I gotta like pretty much go to sleep at this point. But start it up and I'm like, all right, finally get to play. And there's all these fucking unskippable fucking tutorials and shit. And again, I'm tired. I want to play the fucking game. And every 5 minutes, some broad's fucking flapping her pussy lips about, you know, this is how you set waypoints. This is this kind of race. This is that kind of race. And it's like, dude, you can't see. I mean, I've played every fucking Forza game that's ever been out, and just shut the fuck up. I mean, like, seriously, it's, you know, I mean, it's the whole point of the Horizon series is fucking like, oh, it's supposed to be like, you know, this open fucking laid back vacation game. And what kind of fucking, you know, what kind of vacation is this with some fucking twat fucking constantly fucking stopping you and blabbing in your fucking ear and telling you what to fucking do? And, you know, just let me drive the fucking, cars and fuck off. That's another thing that was pissing me off too. As I'm playing, I'm going to be fucking overly fucking negative just because, again, it's just a really bad fucking time playing, you know, like fucking at first between like the downloads and this shit. I was fucking really pissed at first. I was thinking just like, dude, fuck this game. Like, I don't know. And I was just like, oh, this isn't too different from two either. And I was getting pretty pissed, but, yeah, I mean, as you're fucking driving around the open world and you want to fucking change cars, you get to drive up to certain spots, you know what I mean? There's like festival hubs, pretty much just like, you know, bases you upgrade and shit, and fucking like you drive in there and it's just it's where you buy your cars and fucking, you know, look at go to like the auction house, all that shit. Yeah, so if you want to change your car, you got to fucking drive to one of these. It could be like, you know, all the way, you know, there's five of them. Eventually there's five of them, but you start off with only one. So it's fucking like, oh, I got to drive all the way back here and all this shit. Yeah, I mean, you know, and then they make this big fucking show about, you know, so again, that's just kind of like, I don't know, you buy a new car and make this big fucking show about it, and, you know, the camera's fucking panning all over it and goes into fucking this Vista mode thing, and it's like, oh, you can open up the hood, turn on the lights, fucking open up the doors and whatever, fucking fuck it, I just press start, I want to fucking drive this goddamn car. And then, yeah, you fucking go out of the garage after you fucking buy it, and, you know, they get an animation of the fucking car driving out of the garage. It's like, yeah, I get it. I mean, the whole point of these fucking games is supposed to be, oh, car culture. Oh, look at these cars. Don't they look great? And it's like, yeah, awesome. Let me just fucking drive them. So again, I was just getting fucking like all this fucking downtime of me. I was just like, dude, I want to fucking do some races. I want to do some shit. I just want to fucking play, because it took me forever to fucking download and I'm getting pissed. So then the one fucking feature I was looking forward to, I mean, finally, I was like, oh, yeah, whatever, I don't, you know, it could be the same game as fucking Forza 2, but as long as they have this fucking, this in here, finally fucking having custom music in the game. You know, you get your own, do your own radio station, you can just fucking tune into it, it's on, like, the dial, like, you know, all the other, they have, like, old school fucking rap, they get whatever, fucking who gives a shit, fucking hipster music, fucking techno garbage, all that garbage and shit I don't want to fucking listen to. So it's like, oh, you know, as reading before, like, oh yeah, they get these custom channels, and it fucking all it all goes into the, and it's actually in game, so like if you drive through a tunnel, it act like a radio, an in-game, well, I guess it is an in-game station, where it's fucking like, oh, you go through a tunnel and fucking, you know what I mean, you lose reception and you come out of the tunnel and all that shit. And so I was like, oh, awesome. So fucking, again, I was reading about that, and I mean, how are you going to be able to do that? And it's fucking like, oh, you access your songs from fucking like your OneDrive folder. So I had fucking a bunch of shit, a bunch of music I had already, mostly from doing this fucking show. And I had it fucking just, you know, lying around. I'm like, fuck it, dude. I just fucking throw it in my OneDrive folder. It'll be fucking good to go and all that shit. Get it all set. Figured I'm okay. And fucking, yeah, I mean, fucking, you either do that or you use fucking Groove or whatever the fuck, Xbox Music. I'm like, I have that fucking shit too, you know what I mean? So I can do that, and I figured that'd be a backup in case I fuck something up. And So it's just this fucking, you know, a station you can tune into, but guess what? I mean, you have to fucking unlock that shit. You have to unlock that station to even listen to it. So, you know, it starts out and it's fucking like, oh, you know, what station do you want to listen to? You pick one and that's like the only one you can listen to, or maybe it's like whatever, like two or three or something. Then it's fucking, you gotta keep playing, then you level up enough, and then it's fucking like, oh, I'll pick another station you can fucking unlock. And, yeah, so I'm like, fuck it, you know, like, at first I'm like, fuck, is this, like, not here, like, what the hell is going on, I can't pick this, you know, it's grayed out, it's fucking, there's a lock over it, and it's like, so you gotta go through and fucking unlock all these stations, and the last one you unlock is that, the groove fucking station, like, your custom fucking station is the last, very last one you can unlock, so you gotta play for, like, hours before you even, like, get a chance to fucking do that, so it's almost like they're forcing you to listen to your fucking, their garbage fucking music, or what, I don't know, seems fucking unnecessary. Again, something I was fucking pissed about, of just like, dude, I can't, you know what I mean? Again, I'm fucking like staying up. I'm just like all this wasted time. And it's fucking like, this is what one of the things I've fucking been looking forward to since fucking the last Forza game, Forza 4 on fucking, 360 or whatever. I'm just like, dude, I can't listen to custom music now. And it's like, oh, now you can, but hey, you gotta fucking unlock it first. And it's just like, Jesus, fuck. It seems ridiculous. And, yeah, so yeah, again, you gotta play for hours before you even fucking unlock that shit, so again, this is pretty, from the first night, I stayed up fucking way later than I should have, just to make sure I did that. I'm like, fuck it, dude, I'm staying up, I'm just gonna, till I can at least unlock this fucking thing, this fucking music station, which is fucking retarded that I even have to fucking do this, and, again, I already got it fucking all prepared and shit. I moved all my music into, you know, the OneDrive folder or whatever the fuck, you know, like you're supposed to. I should have access to it. And yeah, so I fucking unlocked that station and, you know, none of it's there. It's like fucking, I figured just fucking just be like, oh, just play fucking pull random shit from OneDrive and fucking play it. But nope, none of it's there. I mean, you got to fucking make a playlist and you got to go to Groove. You know, open the fucking Groove app, whatever you want to fucking play, put it in the playlist, and it's like, okay, do that real fucking quick, just fucking make a playlist and fucking put a copy paste all my shit into there, and hey, then they play, you know, start it up and they play everything in the fucking order of the playlist, you know what I mean? So it's fucking like everything was alphabetical or whatever, it's playing A's first, fucking all alphabetical, not random, so it's fucking, you know, just, you know, I think it was going by like band name or something, so it's fucking like, oh, here's fucking a million fucking whatever the fuck Amon Amarth fucking songs or whatever all in a row. You know, it's just fucking blocks of the same shit. I'm just like, dude, this is no fucking good. It's fucking boo for what the fuck, the for doing that. I mean, why? It's fucking obnoxious. Again, fucking, so I just spent fucking hours going through that, through that playlist, fucking manually fucking moving everything around, like one by one, like, I don't know, it was like fucking 600-700 fucking songs, just click one, fucking move it up, drop it, grab another one, move it down, and fucking just all, you know, all over the place, make sure everything's kind of fucking randomized, and fucking, you can't, it doesn't let you just fucking, select all and fucking just random everything, or like whatever the fuck, or whatever, even like move, you know, highlight a blot. It's like, no, we gotta do one. As far as I know, as I fucking, believe me, I fucking try to looking for a way to do it. I mean, you gotta fucking, yep. So what I was doing for hours, just song by song, fucking, this one over here, this one up, then I'll bring this one all the way down, and fucking just, ridiculous. It's like, well, almost like a real shitty fucking metagame of just fucking, make your radio station fucking random, like whatever. Yeah. So, yep, old school fucking click and drag, fucking move your songs around, and it really was a fucking drag. So, there we go. So I'm like, all right, well, I get that fucking set. I'm like, finally start driving with my fucking music, fucking awesome. Seemed fine, except the shit that wasn't like streaming from fucking Groove, like all the shit from my personal fucking music library, just, you know, some of the shit you get from, like, again, from the shit that was from, like, the Groove app itself or whatever, that I had just songs I had lying around, like, that seemed fine, but the ones from fucking OneDrive, they're just fucking, they were fucking cutting in and out, like, you know, it sounded like they were, like, skipping, like, I had a scratch CD in the fucking CD player, just what we used to listen to music on before, your fancy MP3s there, millennials, yeah, you know, it's like fucking, you know, it'd be like, at fucking stop, fucking parts are looping and shit, and, you know, I'm getting these fucking error messages, like fucking, oh, playback error, this shit, like fucking, oh, try later or some shit, and just like, I don't know, it just, whatever, trying to do it, import my own shit, and plus, like, all the levels were all fucked up, because, I mean, they're always, you know, a lot of them are just fucking from different, so, you know, ripped from a fucking CD, or, like, from, like, YouTube, or, like, whatever the fuck, it's just, like, audio levels are all over the fucking place. It's just all fucked up, and it's, you know, I kept doing that shit where it's like, oh, error, playback error, fucking, like, whatever, and just, like, it just seemed pretty fucked if you try to do it that way. So the only solution I could find, or what worked for me, is that, you know, I just used all the shit from fucking the app, from, like, the Groove app. Like, there's a little icon next to the names of the songs, if you can stream them. It's a little fucking, like, radio wave thing, and if not, it's fucking, I don't know, some songs are on there, but it's got, like, a fucking little, like, exclamation point, and it says, like, oh, you know, not available to stream or some shit. I don't know what the fuck that's about. So I'm like, all right, I just gotta make sure everything in here, just fucking whatever, I'll just go through all the most of the shit I fucking have here anyway in my, you know, my personal library I can fucking find on here. So I was like, all right, gotta search this fucking Groove app and get all these songs and fucking, again, just, you know, fuck around with them, move them around, and, you know, delete all the ones that had little fucking flag things, not to stream, just to make sure, you know, again, you, then after all that, fucking up, mix them all up again, go to the bottom of the list, fucking drag and drop this shit. It was fucking pain in the ass, and after that, it seemed fine, though. It was okay, but again, it just fucking, as soon as you start the game, it's just gonna start at the fucking top of the list, and so I was like, oh, cool, you have fucking 600 songs, but guess what? If you're playing for, like, whatever, a few hours, you're only gonna hear fucking the same, like, whatever, fucking 100, maybe, or whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? So, you know, after every playthrough, that's what you get to do, unless you want to hear the same shit over and over again. It's just stupid. I mean, I don't know how they fucked that up so bad. I mean, I've had, it's not even like the app or whatever, not even like I've had a fucking subscription to fucking Groove for fucking years. Back in the day when it was just called fucking Xbox Music, when it was good. You know, the way it's set up, I mean, the way you can use it, what you do is you fucking, you know, it seems like it's fucking just the app itself, or whatever, like fucking Groove or whatever the fuck. It seems like a no user found. It seems like a no brainer, like how you can fucking use it for soundtracks in a game. I mean, you type in a band's name, and what it does, it makes like a, they even call it like a radio station, like fucking, you put in like whatever the fuck, Led Zeppelin, it'll be like fucking, okay, a Led Zeppelin fucking radio station fucking just like populates, and it just, you know, it starts, you listen to that, and it just fucking starts playing like bands that are similar to fucking like Zeppelin, you know what I mean? Like it'd be like, you know, pretty much like a classic rock fucking bluesy fucking station or whatever. Shit like that. I mean, fucking, you know what I mean? Then typing another band, like, oh, you know, so that'd be like whatever, the Led Zeppelin fucking station. Then just fucking Gwar is the Gwar station, like whatever the fuck, you know, Metallica, fucking whatever. You know, you can type in fucking anything, fucking, and it's you know. So why couldn't you just fucking do that? You know what I mean? Like fucking, like, all right, so we have these stations already. Why can't all of these just be in the fucking game and you can just pull from that and, you know what I mean, make a fucking random playlist of the fuck, like, right off the, right there. You can just switch between, like, different kinds of music, and that'd be fucking ideal, but, why not? Like, why the fuck wouldn't you do that? I mean, you can only do your fucking pre-made list, you know what I mean? And that's kind of fucked on top of that, so I don't know. That sucked. I mean, again, I was fucking real looking forward to fucking, like, oh, cool, they figured this shit out, or fucking, you know what I mean, maybe they can't have the old school like 360, just fucking burn CDs and shit and fucking listen to them through there. But at least they made a way to make it fucking work. And so whatever. I mean, fucking, I have it more or less straightened out now. Just it's still a pain in the ass of doing that drag and drop shit, but. Yeah, so talk about the game itself anyway. Enough with this the custom music bullshit, I guess. So I play this again. I played the shit out of it fucking every day, pretty much, fucking since it came out. And I don't want to give the impression that I'm like fucking like, oh, it's a bad game, whatever, it's fucked up. But just all that shit I had to fucking get through before you get to the fucking, the types of races I give a shit about, like, you know, normal ass fucking circuit races and the fucking point to point rally races, all that shit. Now, all those are pretty good. I mean, not as good as, Forza 6, but still pretty good. The shit they pushed the front of the game, like fucking like, oh, isn't this crazy? It's fucking Forza, you know, Horizon, whoa. It's, you know, like the showcase events or whatever. I mean, they're trying to, you know, those are the ones they're trying to fucking, you know, it's like, oh, race against a fucking speeding train, race against a fucking like helicopter or like whatever. Or fucking a speedboat or some shit. And, so that's the type of shit. It's like, this looks really cool, but honestly, like, it's so fucking, it's really easy. It's fucking so staged. I mean, it's like, oh, cool, I beat a fucking whatever, you know, fucking helicopter with a fucking Jeep attached to it. It's like, oh, look cool. What a fucking, you know, spectacle, I guess. But it doesn't feel like a fucking an accomplishment when you beat them, whatever the fuck. You know, I was playing those just fucking around. I fucked up like hardcore, like slamming into fucking walls and fucking getting turned around and like, whatever. I'm like, just keep driving, see what happens, I guess, and fucking restart it if I don't do it. But every time I fucking won like every one of those, like the first fucking time, there's no challenge to it, no nothing. It's just, again, just kind of like set dressing of just fucking like, oh, here's this fucking train that, you know, you hit one spot, you're jumping over or something, and yeah, it looks cool. And the one thing I do like is fucking this shit where, you know, you'll be doing like, you know, a jet will fly overhead or something and it fucking like shakes the screen and shit, the fucking controller's shaking, like that's kind of cool, I guess. But yeah, just kind of cheesy and cheap, the actual racing for those. And then, you know, then I'm playing, you know, the more structured races, like whatever, the other races, the fucking whatever, circuit races, the fucking point-to-point races and shit. And it seems like there's some fucking, like, serious fucking rubber banding, you know, the AI just seems fucking cheesy and cheap too. And again, the whole time, like fucking, I just keep telling myself like fucking like, you know, it's not fucking supposed to be a sim like fucking Forza 6 or whatever motorsport. You know, it was a casual arcade racing game. You know, wouldn't it be fair? You know, what you can do in, the motorsport games is you can, whatever. I mean, you can fucking set the AI. I mean, you can do it here too. We can set how hard the fucking AI is. You know, it'd be like whatever, like easy, fucking whatever. Average. I usually just do like above average. And the thing with this too is fucking like some of these races are so goddamn short where it's like if you don't just get out ahead on the fucking line, you know what I mean? It's fucking like you're doing like a three lap fucking race or something. It's fucking like, oh, they just fucking burn you on the fucking line and then you can't do nothing. Like, so whatever. Yeah. And like motorsport, you can fucking be like, all right, I'll put it on the fucking hardest difficulty. And at that point, they're pretty much, they almost like drive like fucking robots. I mean, they're just fucking just like take perfect fucking lines and fucking, you know what I mean? Almost fucking perfect. You can still beat them up and shit and bash them around. It's not like they're on fucking rails, but, the hell was I talking about? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. But in the real, in the fucking the motorsport games, it's like fucking like, oh, I can do that. But if you know, you go into like a class restricted race, like say whatever, if it's so like restricted, like oh, it's got to be like whatever fucking Ferrari F50s or something like that. Like so, everybody's driving a fucking Ferrari F50, but it's fucking like, oh, if you can just if you want to take your fucking car and you fucking like upgrade the shit out of it, so it's, you know what I mean. So it's fucking faster than everybody else's. You can do that and fucking like, oh, like they may be fucking perfect racing, being just fucking like you can bomb right by him and they fucking, you know what I mean? And in this and fucking Horizon, it just seems like it doesn't matter what your fucking car is, what fucking class, just you know, whatever the fucking requirements are, like whatever. I mean, they want you to be fucking like competitive and oh, I want it to be fucking fun. So it's just fucking like, you know, you might fucking, you know, you might have the fucking fastest car by a fucking, you know, no question, out of anybody else fucking lined up, and you'll fucking like, oh, you know, I'm like, you know, blow past everybody, but then like, oh, all of a sudden fucking get too far ahead, and the AI gets this fucking like mysterious fucking nitro boost out of fucking nowhere, and there aren't those in the game, and you know, they're too far behind, they're just fucking like, oh, they shoot right in front of you, and they fucking slam on the brakes or whatever, and it's fucking like, you know what I mean, it's fucking just like, and it seems like, if you're taking a corner too fucking fast, like, and there's cars in front of you, like, they'll just slow down just to be like, oh, slam into me, it's fine, you know what I mean? Don't slam into the wall, slam into fucking me and get ahead. Like, it just seems kind of pretty cheesy. I mean, just, like, constructed or whatever, like how they have it. So it's like, oh, I want everybody to be like in this pack, you know what I mean? Fucking don't get too far ahead or too, you know, too far behind or whatever. Somebody will slow down. It seems more cheesy and cheap. Or if you do like, you know, if you do like a head to head race, you know, if you just drive into the open world, you see like a AI car, you can fucking just like flash him or whatever, you know, hold X, and he's like, all right, just fucking just does like point to point race. All right, just get fucking to this point the fucking fastest, and it'll give you on the GPS like a road you can drive through. But if you're just like, oh, fuck it, I just fucking just go through this open field instead and just fucking beeline right to the fucking, right to the end. Like most of the time, like the fucking AI car is just like, oh, I'm just going to stay on this route. I don't know, it just seems kind of shitty fucking AI, which is normally fucking, again, with, I still do like the Drivatar thing they've been doing since, Motorsport 5. Yeah. Launch one on fucking Xbox. And they've done it, so, you know, that's been fucking great in fucking motorsport, where it's just fucking like, oh, they're not on these fucking lines. Like, they'll fuck up, they'll make mistakes, they'll fucking, you know what I mean? Everybody's fucking different behaviors, and this is kind of just, it just seems like, oh, it's all packed. Just, you know, again, it's arcadey, it's supposed to be having fun. It's, you know, good times all around, but I don't know. Just in general, I find these the Horizon games just fucking this, you know, weird fucking intersection between like, you know, again, it has the basic handling and the fucking physics and shit from like Forza, so it's like immediately it's like, oh yeah, I know this, you know what I mean? It feels fucking familiar and shit, but I just don't think it's as good as the fucking the motorsport game. It's like, oh, it's not nearly as like tight. Doesn't like the handling of the cars and shit. The physics obviously don't feel fucking nearly as like complex as fucking motorsport. Again, just because in motorsport, like everything, like fucking, like, oh, you know, you can tell, like, on, like, you know, lap one, it's like, oh, my tires are cold, and like, you fucking, you know what I mean? You play, the car turns different into the wear and tear and shit, and your fucking tires, you can just tell, and like, you can even feel like how heavy your fucking gas tank is in the back, like as you're fucking playing. It's like, oh, it's fucking up, oh, the gas, you know, using gas, and your car's getting a little bit lighter. You can like feel that, like it's nuts. The motorsports, they nailed the fucking physics. And again, they try to like fucking, I mean, they do just fucking pretty much just take the basics of that and fucking put it in here, but just cause it's open world and like whatever, and just more like, you know what I mean? They have to use that entire fucking like map or whatever, and these open tracks and, you know, all these fucking effects of you like bursting through fucking whatever, like fucking fences and all that shit. So it's just like fucking like, oh, they, you know, dial it way the fuck back. And, you know, kind of cheesy, not realistic shit. And it just seems like, but on the other hand, I wish they went further in that fucking direction, made it more like stupid arcadey and made it just fucking like, oh, I can just fucking hold the gas and just fucking like go and just like, you know, slam around fucking whatever, fucking crazy fucking nitro boost and all that shit. And just give me like, you know, crazy crash effects. You know, in other words, make a fucking burnout and I'd be fucking happy if it was that. If they went that direction, it'd be fucking great. But, you know, make it like really dumb fucking arcadey. But instead they're like, it's still Forza. We still kind of get it. So I think it just kind of feels like bad fucking Forza Motorsport as far as the driving goes. I mean, it's fucking like, oh yeah, I get the fact that you're fucking like, oh, I can jump a mile in the fucking air over a fucking hill and just slam down, no problem. And I actually, you know, fucking, yeah, in Motorsport, I fucking turn all the fucking, you know, all the damage up and all that, like, you know, simulation damage and all that, and fucking like, I like playing it like that. So it's like, oh, you fuck up and your car's like, you know what I mean? It'll fucking like bank, you know, smash your wheel or whatever, your fucking drivetrain, you fucking drifting off to the right constantly. You gotta like correct it. Like, I think that shit's cool. And like, I find it best in the Horizon games, just turn that shit all off, like fucking completely off, and just fucking, so you pretty much just play fucking bumper cars, makes it much more fun. Like before I had it on, like fucking just, like, oh, I'll just put on like cosmetic damage just so like, you know what I mean? And fucking at the end of the races, my car looks, you know, all fucked up as I'm slamming around. But then what happens? I play it in fucking like first, you know, the cockpit view. And, you get fucking like hit, or you hit a wall or whatever, your fucking windshield breaks, and it's just like, dude, no, I can't fucking see because I have a giant crack in my fucking windshield. And it's like, you had to deal with that, or like, you know, or you're in the open fucking world, and it's like, oh, I'm trying to find a fucking barn find or something and fucking drive around this open field, and there's a giant crack in my fucking windshield, and that just sucks. There's nothing I can do about it until I, like, you know what I mean, change shit. So I just turned everything off pretty much, and just fucking like, oh, now it's fucking bumper cars. And yeah, the more, less fucking, you know what I mean, more you go in that direction, the more it's, the better it is. And I think it's, if they went, you know, if they took it further too, and just fucking just like, oh, whatever, these cars are just fucking like ridiculous, and again, give me fucking nitro boost, give me like crazier shit to do, and just, you know what I mean, I don't know. So I just think it's a weird, like, you know, they're not fully committing into fucking like arcade driving, but you know what I mean? They don't want to be fucking Forza Motorsport either. So I think it's kind of weird. Again, I like the gimmicky shit in Horizon. Like, you know, they give you, the Halo Warthog, and it's just like, oh, I drive this on a beach and through a forest and all that shit. And they play the Halo theme, and it's, you know, it's like the, that mission in the first Halo, fucking silent cartographer. And, you know, it's just fucking, that's what the reference is. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then, or they give you fucking Ash's car from the Evil Dead, and they have you wind up, drive up a fucking, this windy road, and fucking, you know, it's all foggy and shit, and, you know, you have to go, you're making your way to a cabin in the woods. It's like, yeah, that's fucking pretty awesome too. Just fucking, or like one of the cars you find in the fucking barn is, you know, they have like the barn finds all scattered around, and one of them's fucking, The Interceptor from fucking Mad Max, just like, you know, it's like shit like that. It's like, dude, that's fucking pretty cool. I mean, I just named a bunch of fucking references, I know, but not like just references. I mean, just fucking, I mean, just shit that's fucking like, you just be like, oh, wow, that's fucking like, you know, creative or fucking like crazy, not just like fucking like, most of the game is just fucking like, oh, here's a bunch of fucking races. Here's a bunch of fucking circuit races. And, it's pretty much just bad fucking Forza racing, you know what I mean? I mean, again, I wish it would go more into like the Storm Island fucking direction of just fucking like, oh, here's a bunch of these fucking crazy, like, extreme weather fucking, you know what I mean? Or, again, in the Outback, you just fucking have just, you know, open desert or whatever, you know, just more variety in the fucking thing. Or again, I wish they had fucking like a bunch of just fucking, you know, Mad Max type, or, you know, whatever, have fucking, like, demolition derbies, have fucking, like, shit like that, like, in, you know, in the fucking game, just more in that direction, more crazy shit. But, you know, there's a lot of the garbage that fucking, you know, it's just, you know, an open world game, so you get a lot of that fucking garbage. You know, it's just, you know, a million fucking icons all across the map. You fucking drive to them, fucking check off list of fucking, you know, drive to fucking this icon, do a race, check that off. I can go to the next one. And they try to make it interesting, whereas fucking like, oh, you know, if the speed traps all over the place or fucking speed and fucking drift zones all over the fucking roads. Whereas, you know, the speed traps you just hit and just record your time, and they give you stars based on how fast you are. And then the zones is like fucking like, oh, you gotta maintain, you know, a speed zone, maintain this fucking speed or whatever, or fucking averages out your speed while you're in that fucking zone. And it gives you, like, whatever stars based on how good you do. What sucks is that, you know, they don't fucking, what I wish you could do is, you know, it's like, oh, I'm going to go through this fucking speed zone, but, you know, I'm in a fucking, you know, class D fucking piece of shit from, like, some stupid race I just did. And after you do the race, it just dumps you out in the world. You're driving the fucking piece of shit car. You know what I mean? It doesn't let you, like, pick, like, oh, I want this to be, like, my free roam car, which if you want to hit the fucking speed zones, it'd be, like, you know, the fastest car you got. You know what I mean? But it's not like fucking, like, oh, here's, like, whatever, buy a car or buy a class. Like, you know, try to hit the speed in this car. Like, that'd be fine. That'd be kind of fun to try doing it in different cars. You know what I mean? But they don't, I don't get that. Like, it's fucking like, oh, all these speed traps, if I really wanted to fucking, like, get all three stars, why wouldn't I just fucking just, you know, use my fastest car and just go all around? And then if you want to change your fucking car, you'd have to go to one of those fucking hubs again and fucking, you know, get back in. And I don't know. So I didn't like that. I don't think it's fucking the way they have it set up. It's fucking really, all the shit that's in the open world, I think, is pretty boring. That type of shit. I don't think it's set up particularly well. And another thing that's pretty fucked up is they have a progression system. Like, you unlock perks and, you know, as you level up and how you get new cars, but like credits and like wheel spins and shit. And, yeah, they give you, like, this skill tree. It's got three different, like, branches you can go down. It's, like, one's, like, whatever, fucking boss bonuses or some shit. One's, like, straight skill tree. Like, fucking, like, oh, you know, fucking your multiplier fucking gets, you know, goes up another fucking point or whatever the fuck. Or your shit lasts longer. You know, your combo meter lasts longer. Your fucking multiplier gets higher. And then like the third branch is like, oh, just one-off bonuses, like fucking, oh, I get money, get fucking like XP right there. And those skill trees just seem really fucking jacked up. Like, you know, the early ones are just fucking, you know, one skill point. And then, you know, as you go up, obviously it takes fucking more and more. Again, you fucking do enough, whatever, you get your, if you do enough fucking, like, you know, shit, like, it just gives you points for, skill points for doing, like, drafting, fucking whatever, drifting, you know, wrecking shit, all that, like, whatever. So every time, like, you do enough to fucking, you gain, like, a level from doing that, and then fucking, like, it gives you a skill point and whatever. So, you know, and the ones on top will be like fucking, you know, it costs more. Obviously, it's fucking like the ones that cost the most. I mean, they kind of suck. Like on the top of the fucking the skill tree for whatever, the boss tree, whatever the fuck. It's like, oh hey, you get a Lincoln Continental for like whatever the fuck, like 30 points, and it's just fucking not a good car. And it's like, dude, by the time you'd have enough fucking skill points to unlock it, like who the fuck would want that? And why is it fucking like 30 points? You know what I mean? And then there's a bunch of fucking, like, multiplayer ones, too, and you have to unlock those to fucking move up, you know, parts of the tree. It's just like, dude, it's like, I don't give a shit about the fucking multiplayer. It's actually pretty bad. I tried doing it a couple times, and, like, a couple times it wouldn't fucking, like, it just wouldn't connect, and, like, the one time that it actually worked, it seemed, like, really fucked up. Again, just, like, a lot of, like, downtime, a lot of just driving around, drive to this event and fucking, like, wait, and, yeah, I don't know. And again, I just fucking, like, I just put it in, like, oh, yeah, multiplayer, like, whatever. I just fucking, like, there's no lobby. It just fucking does that stupid fucking open world thing with, like, Yeah, like fucking like the Grand Theft Auto or something, where it's like fucking like, oh, our lobby's the open world, though. Just fucking go around and fuck. It's like, dude, no, how about you just give me a fucking, you know what I mean? Just give me like a regular ass fucking lobby and just fucking matchmake me. I don't know. Pisses me off. Anyway, the skill tree's kind of jacked up. And yeah, you know, the whole fucking game is just like is all these fucking like meters and fucking like numbers and shit fucking that go up and like, oh, you get a point of this and a point in that and you get fucking cha-ching and fucking all these fucking flashing lights. There's a lot of that. I mean, it's just kind of crazy. Yeah, fucking multiplayer sucks. You know, again, Grand Theft Auto 5 type of deal. I mean, you're calling people on a phone, and that sucked. And you know, Division is the fucking that dark zone, just fucking like, oh, go in and just fucking like, oh, open multiplayer. I don't know, fucking whatever. So yeah, Forza Horizon 3. I wrote a review. It is fun. Again, it's fun as long as you treat it like a completely fucking, you gotta be in the mindset of like, hey, this game is for fucking people who don't normally fucking play racing games and like whatever, or driving games, and you know, completely fucking casual fucking open worlds. I think it has some fucking issues, and again, you know, it looks great. Fucking, you know, Australia is fucking fun to drive around in, like whatever, and I actually preferred fucking Southern Europe or whatever from Horizon 2. I thought that was fucking more interesting to look at, because fucking, you know what I mean, just you know, they have like the old school fucking European cities, and Australia says like one fucking city. It's like, hey, this looks like every other fucking city, all the races in here, it could be anywhere. So, I mean, what I'm fucking using the game for right now is fucking like, oh, hey, I can just fucking mindlessly fucking drive around and do all the races and shit and fucking, you know, listen to music that, you know, that I fucking put in and dick around with dragging and dropping all that garbage. So, almost like a radio, my own radio station with some fucking racing going on in the background. It's pretty much that, the best way to fucking look at it. Again, kind of fun. I don't understand, like, fucking, it's getting, like, why is this game getting, like, so much crazy fucking, again, it's good, I like it. I mean, like, I understand why, you know, why people are like, oh, yeah, this is fun for, like, whatever, just jump in, like, just, like, casual. Again, I don't usually play fucking racing games, but hey, whatever, I'll fucking play it. But it's getting, like, so, like, crazy fucking high scores. It's getting, like, so, like, I don't know, everyone's just like, oh, no, the best racing game of the fucking generation. And it's like, dude, I don't know. Like, you pick any fucking regular Forza Motorsport, you know what I mean? Even the fucking 5, like, the launch one from fucking Xbox One that everybody fucking shit on. Like, dude, the driving's so much fucking tighter in that. But, yeah, I don't know. Again, it's good. I'm not, like, crazy about it. Like, it was, like, borderline of, like, fucking, ah, it really pissed me off. There's a lot of problems, but, fun. It's fun. I wrote the review up there on gruntfreepress.com. So, again, I've been fucking still playing it, just dicking around in it, fucking listening to fucking music and all that, gaining some fucking followers on Hitbox, you know, doing that, and probably just because of the fucked up music I'm streaming. But you know, I don't know if that's entirely legal or whatever, but whatever. And again, fucking actually, you know, having people like chat and fucking, you know, having people talk as I'm playing, like, you know, in the chat, fucking continues to drive me nuts. And again, I normally like to remain as fucking, you know, as anonymous as possible. I mean, no mics, no cameras, just you know, just me playing the game as I'm streaming. But you know, I've had so many fucking foreign languages fucking spamming the chat, even though I put, you know, in my Hitbox channel, I just fucking check off, oh, English. So it's just, you know, English channel, and fucking giant fucking American flag in my avatar, and still people just fucking typing paragraphs like fucking Polish, fucking Russian, Spanish, whatever the fuck. You know, I obviously have no fucking clue what the fuck they're saying, but it doesn't seem to stop them from just fucking typing conversations with themselves fucking over and over. That's kind of annoying. And then there's, you know, one or two guys in fucking English and fucking, you know, I think I've already been through this. I mean, I don't use a fucking mic, and fucking, you know, half the people just come into the chat just fucking, oh, no mic, and just, you know, I'll just be like, nope. You know, spent hours making this fucking, you know, a playlist on the fucking radio, and now you want me to fucking, you know what I mean, put in a mic, have a fucking fan blowing like two feet away from me, fucking drown everything out, and I had one fucking tool just saying fucking like, oh, just, you know, just plug in a mic and be funny. It's like, dude, fuck you. No, I'm not a fucking, you know, comedy stream for fucking 13-year-old and fucking kids. There's plenty of those out there. If, you know, if you want that, I mean, go to the next channel over. Is to guarantee you there's some fucking idiot fucking, you know, screaming, fucking making dumb jokes. So not my channel. So anyway, yeah, fucking, I played like 40 fucking hours of fucking Forza. They're racing all the tracks, fucking, you know, you can read the review up at grunfreepress.com website. Yeah, holy shit. I mean, just, you know, the games, the shows, all that shit. It's all fucking coming out now. And I wanted to fucking, you know, stay on top of shit. Get ahead and all these games coming in fucking fast, the Fast and the Furious. So, yeah, so fucking, I'm like, oh, I have a little bit of downtime here before, like, I think Mafia 3 and fucking Gears of War comes out the same day, I think fucking Friday. I'm like, fuck it. And I played pretty much done with this game. And the fucking, that's the other thing too, the fucking, for ReCore, I was saying, like, that game was getting a ton of shit because it's fucking like, oh, the credits don't roll until you fucking, like, do all this, like, you know, almost like extra garbage, like extra shit at the end. Not like garbage, was fucking like, oh, I'd go, like, you know, explore and see a bunch of the game before you could fucking climb this tower. And, like, it took, like, whatever, 20 hours instead of, like, you know, 10, like, at the 10 mark, you'd pretty much, like, fucking get to, like, the end or whatever, but it took you, like, another 10 hours to go and collect shit and, like, before you get to see the credits. So, I think they kind of went the complete opposite way for fucking Forza Horizon, because as soon as you do all, like, those showcase races, there's only, like, fucking, like, six of them, and again, they're, like, stupidly fucking easy. You do that, and then fucking, like, oh, credits roll. But I was like, oh, maybe I'll fucking, if I was to just, like, sit there and be like, okay, well, that's the game. If I fucking reviewed it then, I would have been like, man, this game fucking sucks. It's, like, so easy and just so short, you know what I mean? But, so I fucking, like, all right, whatever. So I fucking just wrote the review. Forza Horizon 3 up at Grunt Free Press. Yeah, just fucking all this shit coming out, fucking horror movies I want to fucking watch. I'm thinking, like, I kind of want to replay fucking Alien Isolation for fucking, you know, getting the spooky spirit. But yeah, anyway, enough fucking Australia. We'll mix it up a little bit. I didn't get my beta code for Friday the 13th, the game. So there's the weekly update. I'm still waiting on that. So let's take a little trip to Westworld, which is the new sci-fi fucking western horror drama show on HBO. I'd never seen the you know, it's based on a fucking book and whatever. And they already had fucking movies and shit and a TV show, I think, before. Never seen any of them. I never saw the fucking, yeah, I think the original movie was from like the 70s, I think. You know, I'd heard about it. You know, the concept sounded pretty cool. I just, you know, just one of those things. I just fucking, like, I should probably watch fucking Westworld at some point, but I never did. Never get around to it. So again, didn't read the book, even though I did back in the day after fucking Jurassic Park. You know, I read a fucking ton of fucking Michael Crichton books, which pretty much everybody else did back then. But you know. So I was pretty much watching the first episode fucking of Westworld going in fucking like completely blind, and yeah, I was kind of glad of that. I mean, I'm kind of glad I didn't fucking see like the you know, the movie or any of that. So I had fucking like no idea, like I knew the basic fucking concept of like fucking like, ah, oh, it's pretty much like fucking Jurassic Park. the basic premise, I mean, there's, you know, a theme park for fucking rich people go there to fucking live out their fucking fantasies or whatever, only instead of fucking, you know, dinosaurs on the fucking island. Westworld's pretty, you know, it's a wild west recreation with Will Smith. It's like a theme park of, you know, the western, like old school fucking western fucking whatever 1800s fucking the West, ye old West. But it's like fucking, you know, full immersion, fucking, you know, just all of canyons, like, you know, completely fucking wild, and horses and desert towns, all that shit. And it's, instead of just being like whatever, having like fucking actors playing like whatever, cowboys and fucking Indians and fucking outlaws and all that shit, they have androids that are acting out a script, and so they're, you know, reacting the same fucking script, you know, every day, but they can like adapt, you know what I mean? Like fucking, if nobody's there, they'll just fucking go through the script, but they're fucking, you know, they're not like robots. I mean, they're fucking androids, or they can fucking, if somebody interacts with them, I mean, they can fucking, you know, they'll fucking react and all that shit, and they'll fucking, you know, do their own thing and fucking go along with it. But, yeah, so I mean, you know, fucking the people, visiting the fucking whatever Westworld. I mean, the park, like the real people. I mean, they can shoot them, they can fuck them, they can, act out roles and shit. Like fucking, like, oh, you know, let's go with the sheriff to fucking go fucking hunt down like an outlaw, like that type of thing. Like shit you'd want to do. You know what I mean? Fucking, you know, roles you'd fucking play in like a whatever Wild West fucking movie or whatever. But, you know, all the fucking, the androids, they're all fucking programs. They can't hurt fucking real people because, you know, fucking, that's the deal. Fucking Jurassic Park, fucking aliens, all that shit. And, the corporation running fucking Westworld, I mean, they keep like upgrading the AI and, you know, fixing them and, you know, trying to make them more lifelike and, after a couple of them, you know, the androids start fucking glitching out and fucking asking questions about, you know what I mean, life, where they come from. And, you know, there seems to be one that's an android fucking serial killer or something, who fucking just goes around fucking murdering fucking other androids. I don't know. But, you know, and the show really fucks with you. Like, you know, you don't know who's a fucking android. He's a fucking real person. You don't know if fucking, you know, the androids are fucking lying, like, if they're self-aware, if they're not. And, so a little bit of Blade Runner in that sense. And yeah, so, I mean, the show is pretty much like a fucking laundry list of shit I like. I mean, fucking Western, it's, you know, fucking violent and fucking bloody and, you know, hard sci-fi, fucking with existential fucking questions about, you know, what makes us fucking, you know, sentient, and, you know, how to deal with fucking, you know, how you deal with fucking, like, self-aware fucking AI. And, you know, then the fucking covers of fucking songs like, you know, Painted Black and like Black Hole Sun, and it's fucking all in like, you know, classical style, or like, you know, saloon fucking Western fucking piano versions of this shit. And almost like what they did in Bioshock Infinite, you know, they had like fucking like the Barbershop Quartet type shit of fucking whatever, Nirvana songs, whatever the fuck. You know, great fucking acting. I mean, they have Anthony Hopkins and fucking Ed Harris, but, you know, everybody in there is fucking just like, it's fucking really just like top notch, fucking well produced, fucking well acted show. So yeah, I mean, it's fucking, yeah, just the first episode I watched fucking earlier today or yesterday, and it just fucking, I'm just blown away. It's just like fucking like, oh shit, like this is fucking really, really intense, and I want to see where the fuck it goes. And, you know, one of those, hopefully they fucking keep up the, keep up that quality and fucking, like, yeah, it continues to be good. But man, it's fucking really good. Westworld, fucking thumbs up on that so far, the first episode anyway. Yeah, so that's it. Again, I have a heart out. I'm actually run a little bit long at this point, so yeah. It's been Absolute Deicide, Racing Quarterly, gruntfreepress.com. The email is podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Send me emails, please. I'm lonely.
Malicious and distant. Her kids now belong to the state of Massachusetts.